Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because you're going to see a wave of small businesses that are going to go out of business during this time. And it's going to be tragic and horrible right now to live through this. So please hit the like button, subscribe to this channel. Today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold, and let's get right into it. You know, the lifeblood of small business, and most people don't realize this, is credit and the ability to get credit from your suppliers, from the bank, whenever you need it. Now, here's the thing about this. You have a sandwich shop, and I was at one today that's one of my favorite sandwich shops, and there's nothing in the store. Oh, we're working on things right now. Yeah, we can make you a sandwich. And I didn't want to eat there because it looked like the place was going out of business. Oh, no, don't let this scare you. Things have just been so slow. We're cleaning up right now. And I'm like, wow, that is unbelievable. But you have to have credit, guys, to run your business. You have to get credit from your suppliers. You know, not everything can be ran on COD. Pay the cheese guy. Write me a check today. You need 10 days, 14 days. Well, this is a ripple effect for every single small business. Because everybody needs to be given some type of time to pay for things. That's one form of credit. That is going away right now. You're seeing the fact that people have credit lines and they have, 30 days to pay, 15 days to pay, things like that. Those times are being cut in half. If somebody owes you money, they're taking as long as they can right now. And I'm telling you this right now, do not let people owe you money right now. Do everything you can to collect your money because if they can screw you out of it, they're going to right now. That's going to happen in a huge, huge way. And what you're seeing is that without the credit, you're going to see these businesses completely fold up shop and it's going to be done. This affects everybody from your suppliers to maintenance people to, your landlord, everybody. I'm walking on the island right now, and the one thing I can't help but notice is there's a tremendous amount of construction. Oh, these little houses, sell for $5 million. Okay. I was looking at the local realtor before I walked up the sign in his doors. He had a couple of teardowns, that were $3 million. You guys could rip them down. Fantastic construction opportunity, Dan. Okay. So with that being said, not everybody can afford this. Not everybody can afford to live here. That's really clear. But a lot of people are spending a lot of money to fix these places up. Now, when it comes to real estate, you're seeing two things that are completely crazy right now. A rash of houses that are for sale, and there's not enough houses. They say that there are 3.8 million less houses than are needed for the marketplace right now. Is that because of the people that were brought here? Is it because of just, a growing population? What is it? Whatever it is, they say that there's not enough houses right now. But what you're seeing in areas like Arizona is you're seeing wild stats to where month over month over month, you guys can see this place as they're working on it, which is nice. And then that's your backyard with low tide. Here's the thing about, let's just use February. The number of houses that dropped in price, over 800 Arizona properties dropped in price last month. Oh, that's not a big deal. It is. It's a huge deal, guys. You're seeing more and more people sit in the market longer. My cousin is renting a house that is unbelievable. It's huge. On a golf course. Pool, beautiful. And the people were originally trying to sell it, and he got it for a song in Arizona for $3 grand a month. Crazy, crazy, crazy rent. But the one big worry was that these people were going to sell the house and he was going to have to move. And he worked a deal to where he's got to be given at least, 3 months to move out. They'll never sell this place within a year or so. They'll sell it after he moves out. That's what'll happen. So you're going to see more and more problems like this. around the country, more and more inventory. You know, what's wrong with Arizona? Nothing right now. The fact that these people have properties that they've, you know, the price has gone up through the roof, and now they can't sell it. So there's that. Foreclosures, something called a zombie foreclosure, where people have just walked away from the house. There are stacks of them. Look at the Newsweek article that's attached to this video below. In the video description, there are, you know, the articles I put. If I get a news story sent by somebody, it's there. You know, knowledge is power, and knowledge has helped me, you know, get a lot of things in my life. If I didn't learn, know something, you know, there's ways to research everything and everybody and learn something new all the time. That's what's important about this right now. But what you're seeing is a tremendous amount of these zombie foreclosures where people are starting to walk away from the house. Now, the next thing is the February foreclosure activity that we've talked about a few days ago keeps going up, guys. Keeps going up. The banks are done. We're getting realistic numbers now. You're getting to a point that you're not getting shenanigans. You're not getting some guy on a golf course who's supposedly signing executive orders in the White House. You're getting realism right now. And what's real is it's not pretty, guys. This is a disaster, you know, around us. Now, we all have to pay our bills. We all have to work. We've got to pay the electric bill and do everything during this time. But what you need to do is make sure that you're not overextended, because that's the problem right now. Existing business, you need to go out and work with your existing customers. That's where 20% of all your business is going to come from. And if you think about this, if you were going to lose 20% of your business, you can maintain your business right now. And, you know, people I consult with, people that hire me to do things outside of this channel and the other stuff I do, this is what you need to work on. Everybody sells. And if you are a one-person consulting group, you need to be the person that nobody can do without. And it's such a tall order right now, but it's really not, because if you're good at what you do, it's really easy to work with. That is a very beautiful dog.
Did you want her in your picture?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Thank you. B-roll for the video. Thank you. So, anyways, really spotted, really cool, almost like Dalmatian-esque. Anyways, you know, we're living through these crazy times right now, but, man, I just feel for people right now that just can't, you know, accept the fact that there's going to be changes coming. And the tariff thing right now, the tariffs are a negotiating tool, guys. That's all this is. And if you can disagree with it all you want, okay? Okay. Still going to happen. Still want to bring manufacturing back to the United States. You think that there's enough manufacturing here? Because I don't. I don't think there's, you know, we need to have more things made here right now. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Guys, have you seen what gold has done lately? How about silver? They're holding their own against this ridiculous stock market. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold Group today, 888-330-1431. You know, the instability in this market is not going to go away. But one thing that has stood the test of time for centuries is the value of gold. Gold has always been there. It's always been money, and it always will be. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold Group, number one rated with Consumer Affairs for 9 years in a row. Look at what experts are saying, that we can easily see $3,500 an ounce gold or even $4,000 an ounce gold. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold Group today, 888-330-1431. IRAs, 401ks, they have the no fee for life IRA. And think about this, guys. They've done well over $1 billion in transactions in their 9-year history. Wow. Contact them today. 888-330-1431. Let them know that Dan from I Allegedly sent you. I read a story a few years ago about a woman who was overpaid by Social Security because of the death of her husband. And it was just an oversight. Well, she thought it was. And then what they did was they started to claw the money back. Well, what's the percentage you're going to take? Oh, we're going to take 100% of your money every month until you pay us back. And this woman was living in her car, and she said she had 11 more months to live in her car because they were clawing 100% of the money back. Guess what? That program just started again. They're going to claw back 100% of the money if you had an overpayment. I am telling you, have a relationship with Social Security if you are one of those people on Social Security, because not everybody's old that's on Social Security. There's people that a spouse dies, kids get it, things like that. You just want to make sure that you document things, get things in writing, print them out and save them, have a file for stuff like this. Speaking of that, things getting paid, the IRS just announced that you, if you're expecting a tax refund, it's another house with construction over here, that you're going to get a longer time to get your refund. Oh, you didn't tell me that. Yeah. So, you know, thousands of people being laid off right now. It's going to delay everything. And walk past this. Somebody likes the granite, the tile, and the stone. You know, stuff's beautiful. It's been raining, guys. It just stopped raining, so I thought I'd walk out here and show this to you. But, you know, guys, the problem with it is that people are so tight right now with money. So, you know, they just don't have it. And they're cutting back every way that they can. And when they, hey, I'm getting a tax refund of $4,260, they have it spent already. First thing to do, guys, don't live that way. And I know it's easy to say for me, but don't do that, guys. Have an emergency fund put aside to where if there was a delay, you're fine with that. Because expect it. Expect everything to get screwed up right now. The budget doesn't get resolved and they have a government shutdown. Oh, well, there's a great article below talking about how it's not going to be that big of a deal. Is it going to affect you? Who knows? They're going to threaten your Social Security. They're going to threaten your tax refund. But is it going to? No. So, you know, great interactive map that I found showing you about who owes what, who has the most amount of credit card debt. You know, it's the Northeast has the highest credit card debt. Man, I would have thought it was us deadbeats here in California that had the most credit card debt. No, it's everybody out in, you know, up north and New Hampshire and Massachusetts and fun places like that. They're debt hounds. Okay, look at the map. It's kind of fun to look at. Few things. You know, we talked the other day about those landlord rules and how evictions were going to be put off in California. This is wild. And Nevada got a great article sent to me completely different way. Hey, what the landlords want, the landlords get. That's the title of the article. And it was talking about how, hey, listen, you don't like the construction way that we're doing things? Get out. And they're kicking people out left and right. Now, mark my words, you want to get a good deal on a house right now, you go to Nevada right now. Nevada real estate is going to drop dramatically, and it's going to be a tremendous place to save money and to get a good value on houses. You're already starting to see it right now, kind of like Arizona is. You know, this has been the last 3 months in Arizona, buyer's market. They're calling it a buyer's market in Nevada as well. Recalls, 40,000 BMWs just got, you know, recalled. There's an article on this, and this one is my favorite one. Ford has got recalls, and I sent this to my buddy from TK's Garage. Think about what I'm about to tell you. The recalls from Ford are because of the previous recalls that they did, that they didn't fix things properly. So they're recalling the cars again. Oh, yeah, that software glitch, that's on us. That's our problem. Contact us. We need to fix the car. Tens of thousands of cars they have to bring in because they blew it. What's your time worth? Is it worth nothing? Apparently to Ford it is. It's worth absolutely zero because they can just recall you back into the dealership. So I get a kick out of stuff like this. Another great article that was sent to me was there's a great Mustang. And I saw it in a parking structure. I thought, God, that's a really good-looking car. And then I realized it was an electric car. And I said, okay, now it's a total piece of crap. I wouldn't want it. But There's a great article below about how a guy talks about the maintenance of it, having to rotate the tires, difference with the brakes, all these different things that he has. And it's not an inexpensive car to maintain. And so I thought that was fascinating. So take a look at that article. I won't bore you with all the numbers. Couple things to finish this video. The first thing is we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live, and I love putting content on there. It is uncensored. It's everything you can't talk about at other places. Check it out today. You sign up at iallegedly.tv and just put that in your web browser or use the link below. Final story, and this is end of an era, guys. Southwest Airlines, what a great airline. You know, free baggage. You know, they used to have this thing called Friends Fly Free, where my ex-wife, I mean, 100 years ago, she would take me on business trips, and it would be free. And I'd stay in her hotel room and eat on her expense account. It was fantastic. Watch TV. It was great. Anyways, they are going to start charging for bags now. Check a bag, you pay at Southwest. Small business is dead. Remember that. Okay? You're going to start paying all over the place. So it's tragic because great airline. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still like Southwest. But you're going to start paying for this. So let me know what you think about that. Don't forget to join our email list. You want to email me, hello@iallegedly.com. Love being on the flight path of the plane because I have to stop every now and then. But I'm going to finish this video in time before that pesky plane ruins it. I will see you very soon.